There is nothing to protect us. I work for an events company. The events industry has been decimated by the pandemic. I have always been employed on fixed-term contracts, to give my employer the flexibility of being able to increase or decrease its workforce. So I don't have any job security. The company had kept us on, and topped us up to our full salary. In October they are going to cut the 4 members of staff on fixed-term contracts, 4 out of 30-something, so it amounts to quite a large amount of work. We were told a couple of months ago that this might happen. But when the government announced that it would not be extending the furlough scheme or doing anything helpful, we received emails. As far as our employer is concerned, it made absolutely no difference because business has not picked up. The 4 of us are the most junior members of staff. We are on the lowest salaries. I do the books, so I know that I earn the least. And we are the first people to go. Because we are on short-term contracts, there is no redundancy. There is nothing to protect us. We just will not be employed, with no fallback at all, by the 1st of November. The Tory SOR attitude has been very typically blinkered. It shows little understanding of the precariousness of many, many jobs, especially in the service industries. The people who hold those jobs are more likely to be vulnerable, more likely to be young people, trying to keep a foot in the door. I have had an email saying an administration job received over 900 applications. I work in the arts, where I've seen the Tate Galleries and South Bank Center have got rid of a whole layer of people. All of those jobs have already been outsourced on much lower wages. The tourismists have realized that unemployment is going to reach astronomic levels in my age bracket at the end of October. We need to extend the furlough scheme. We need to increase the benefits rollout. Benefits need to be easier to get. We cannot sit in queues of 70,000 or 80,000 applicants, which is the situation some of my friends are facing. I have had friends denied benefits because of a glitch in the system, which means they have gone for weeks without any money at all. It is a really disgusting state of affairs. The Tories could not even extend their pseudo-sympathy for 6 months. Ellen Kenyon Pierce,